And here we are, back for hour number two on this Monday, November the 11th, 2019, 13 minutes past the hour, and joined in studio by the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, talking about things locally, nationally, and all around. And it's always a pleasure to have Mary Ellen in studio. And as I said before we went to break, Mary Ellen, I was going to ask you, John Kasich, our two-term Republican governor who recently left office in the last year, has now said that he supports the impeachment of President Trump. What did you make of that?
Well, you know, he's been taking different directions lately. He surprises me once in a while, and that surprised me.
What do you think his long-term game is? Do you think it's to run again?
I don't know. He's being very cautious about what he says about running for anything. What would he run for? I don't know what he would run for, really. He's, you know, I don't see it as being president, and what else would there be?
What do you make of Mitt Romney's critical words toward the president?
Well, he should be critical, yeah.
Does it matter what part of the country you're in to whether you can be critical?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Whether your people that are in your district are supporting Trump or not supporting Trump. And that's where we've got the problem of people not standing up for what they think is right.
Back to the Bidens for a second, because there is some question on should Hunter Biden testify about his relationship in Ukraine, his job in the Ukraine, I guess, as it were, that he was being paid to be on this board. If he's got nothing to hide, should he testify, or because his father is running for president, should he not testify?
I don't know. The fact, the amount of money that he was being paid is always a question there. I don't know, Scott. It's I don't, if they don't have anything against him, because that's what I hear, he hasn't done anything wrong. Isn't that correct?
I believe so.
So how can you do anything, you know, if he hasn't done anything wrong?
We talked a little bit about this before we went to break about nepotism in politics.
Yeah. Well. What,
if nothing else, was this just a case of nepotism? His father was the vice president, and
it evidently had something to do with it, I suppose. Yeah.
What do you make of that? It certainly happened with the Bushes, but it goes back to the Adams family in the beginning of this country.
Yeah, right. It's been for a long time.
It's been for a long time.
Yeah,
it,
right.
Is it just, what leg up do you think that gives you when your father or mother has done something?
Well, I tell you, the fact that you're not supposed to put family members in your administration is one of the rules. And I don't think it's a good idea. I know Jack Kennedy did it with his brother because he said he could only trust his brother Bob, and I can understand that. But, you know, the current administration has all his family members, practically, almost all of them, in, and it's not good, you know.
Do you think, because we always think that political jobs are not the highest paying jobs you could get. They don't pay poorly, but they're not millions of dollars. I think, what does the president make? $800,000 a year or something like that?
I think it's $400,000.
$400,000.
Yeah.
So it's not, is it more about power than money, or how people qualify that?
Oh, yeah, it's power.
Power.
Yeah, you're going to make money with your books.
Well, that's true. The book deals are very.
Yeah.
What do you make of, are you waiting for President Obama's book?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Do you think he'll go in-depth on all the bad stuff?
I hope
stuff?
He doesn't go into as much depth as Clinton did. I tell you, I read his book, and it was forever getting through that book. He went into such detail, and it was so thick, you know, it was just too much.
Well, it's interesting to me because Obama was a very, I think, even his critics would say he was a reserved guy.
Yeah.
He never gave his opinion on anything. Is this his time to give his opinion on Republicans, on Democrats, on the birther issue? He never said anything about it when he was president. Do you think he'll talk about it?
Well, Michelle did.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that... have you heard his books coming out or anything?
I think he's coming close to the end of writing it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard anything. Yeah. I tell you, whose book I want is Rachel Maddow's on the oil and gas industry. I think it's going to be interesting to read that. I got my name on the list at the library, and all of it, it takes you a whole different direction, you know.
And I hear she's got into a little bit of trouble because GE owns NBC, who owns...
Didn't know that. Yeah,
yeah, that's... Yeah. I don't know if that'll turn into anything,
yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know...
But she's good.
When you... Who's your favorite cable news host? Is
her.
It her?
Yeah. Well, I like Chuck Todd really well, too.
Meet the Press?
Yeah, Meet the Press, yeah.
Do you ever watch any of CNN or Fox News?
Yeah, I watch it once in a while. Mm-hmm.
What do you make of those channels?
Well, I think they're off base, but I think that they've got a different viewpoint of things than I do, yeah.
When it... Well, I tell you what I do want to do. I want to ask this question I was going to ask you, because I think it's an interesting question, and it just came back on the tables on Friday. Our Congressman, Jim Jordan, yeah, I know, this is the one I was talking about that we were going to hold out. If you haven't heard, and it did become a national story this past weekend, let's start back from the beginning. Representative Jordan was implicated in a wrestling scandal about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago now, and he ended up winning re-election and said he didn't know anything about it, and the story kind of went away. Well, over the weekend, a referee says he did tell Hellickson, the coach, and he did tell Jordan, the assistant coach, that it was going on. They did know, and they did nothing. And this has been kind of a big story this weekend.
Well, I missed that one.
Yeah.
I never heard that. Yeah, yeah. And I guess I was watching movies this weekend. I was watching Catherine the Great.
So he's back on the pages.
Oh, good. That's good.
But will it affect him?
Probably not. He's unreal how he can escape everything.
What do you make of this thing now about, no matter how bad the accusation, no matter how bad the crime, people don't leave? They used to resign when something would happen.
Oh, yeah, but no, they don't leave. Unless they're a Democrat and then they quit, yeah.
What is, Al Franken is a good example
right.
of that. Why is that? Why does one party have people who will walk away and one doesn't?
Well, this lawyer way back in the Nixon administration told Trump, don't admit you're wrong, and he's carried on with that. He won't admit he's wrong on anything.
It's my understanding that one of the people who plans to run against Jordan in 2020 is a gentleman named Mike Larson, who we did have on during our election coverage, and it's kind of interesting. Mike was a comedian who has been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Oh, really?
Yeah, has done some things of that. I think it can be found on the internet. And also worked, I can't remember the person he worked for, but he worked for somebody in Congress, I believe, Congress or the Senate. But now he wants to run. He wants to run against Jordan. Even for somebody who has some national acclaim, is that going to be difficult as a Democrat?
Well, I don't know this man at all. I'd have to hear him and see him to make a judgment, but I'm glad to hear somebody's going to run against him.
There's also somebody else we heard the other night, and I can't remember her name either, but it's early in the race here. But I know at least two that are for sure going
oh,
to
really?
Run against him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also apparently there's a Republican who wants to run.
Oh, really?
Which I'd never heard that before.
But do you know who that is?
They did not say the name, but I think they said, he's involved in some kind of industry. And I can't remember if it was agriculture or what it was, but he's got some kind of beef with Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
Why do you think, here we are, it's our district, I think about this sometime, our congressman has become such a big deal on national television. I don't think that's ever happened before.
No, probably. Well, I don't know way back, but not as far as I can remember. He's there, whether you want him to be or not. He's mouthing off. Yeah.
What do you make of his questioning of witnesses?
I think he's so rude. I just can't stand him. Yeah.
It's interesting because I did hear a story over the weekend, and this one I don't know if it's true or not, but that the Republicans were looking to have him head up the group to help President Trump.
Yeah.
I wonder how he got so close with the president.
Hmm. Well, by standing up for him the way he has, you know, that's how you get close.
You're a student of history, love certainly political history. Where do you think this goes down, this Donald Trump era? Because whether people like it or dislike it, you have to say it's different.
Yeah, it is different. I think in the next 3-4 weeks we're going to find out.
Do you think that an impeachment vote will help him like it did with Bill Clinton, or hurt him like it did with, or the thought of it, like it did with Richard Nixon?
Well, I think it'll hurt him, but we'll have to wait and see. But I don't know how it could help him, really.
Do you think there's any chance that because this trial will be going on during his campaign season, that he will go to these rallies and he will say, they're after me? And this is how he'll get his people to turn out?
Yeah, right.
Do the Democrats eventually, now that we're 2 months away from the first caucuses and primaries, do they have to narrow this field down?
Well, yeah. I don't know who's been admitted to the next debate. I think they've announced that, haven't they?
I think so, and it's still quite a few people.
Still quite a few. you know, they showed a poll this morning, and they had Bloomberg at 3%, and he hasn't even announced. I was trying to figure that out. But Pete Buttigieg, and I find him very interesting on where he's at in the rundown, although he doesn't seem to still have the black vote, which I think he's going to have to get if he's going to go anywhere.
In the last few Democratic presidential primaries, it's been kind of interesting because in 2008, we all thought it was going to be Hillary, mm-hmm. and then here came Obama. Mm-hmm. And in 2004, we thought it was going to be Howard Dean, and it ended up being John Kerry. Clinton was not early on the thought it was Jerry Brown. People thought it was going to be Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought Cuomo from New York was going to run.
Yeah.
And it ended up being Clinton, and he won. Who is that person here? Because obviously it's Biden and Bernie and Elizabeth Warren who are getting all the press. Is there any of those other people who could be the Obama, the Clinton, the...
Well, you know, I think Amy Klobuchar has... she's Midwest, and I've heard some people that support her that kind of surprised me. She might keep coming up a little bit, you know. But I just can't get over the disagreement on Elizabeth Warren, yet she's still up at the top. And It's strange, but a lot of these past campaigns have been strange too. You just don't know.
What is it about Elizabeth Warren? In the beginning, people kind of thought her campaign started badly and that she wasn't going to do very well.
Yeah.
But now that these debates have started, she's doing pretty well.
Yeah, she didn't do so well the last debate because they were targeting her, but her idea of the medical care for everybody is it's just not going anywhere. Nobody, they're not going to pass that. And you can say, well, she would be a good president, and they don't pass it. So, you know, do you want her as president? I think she'd make an excellent president because of having created the Consumer Protection Bureau. Anybody that could create that can do a lot of things, okay? And I'm in awe of her, but I don't agree with her socialist attitude.
Well, that's the big question in the Democratic Party right now.
Right.
Is it the party of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Cortez, who now I see on stage with Bernie Sanders everywhere?
Yeah.
Or is it the party of Biden and Hillary Clinton and Obama?
Yeah.
Do we know at this point?
Well, that's the reason I say either Pete Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar may be the two that come up on the way up, you know.
Do you think with Buttigieg that the same-sex marriage issue will become an issue?
I don't know. He doesn't have the black vote. There, you've got to have the black vote.
In the South, do you think that will play, or have we gotten past that? Have we said, okay?
No, I don't think we've gotten past it. No.
Do you think we've gotten, because we have women, do you think we've gotten past the woman issue, that we can elect a woman?
Well, I would hope so, but it scares me when I hear people talk.
What do you think that is?
It's just the fact they think we can't do things as well as men. That's exactly what it is.
Do you think that was the main thing working against Hillary?
Yes.
Was that she was a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
In the end, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we were able to elect, because for a long time, people have to remember, an African-American president was a
right.
thought that we can't...
Well, he was remarkable in his speeches. Yeah, he was remarkable.
Could these people, a woman as Klobuchar or Elizabeth Warren, or a same-sex person as Buttigieg, could they be that? Do you see any of that in them where they can give the good speech, fight the good fight, make it a secondary, where people don't look at it so much?
Well, I don't know. Time will tell on that. I can't make a judgment on that.
Do you think because of the weird idea now that one of the main goals is to get rid of President Trump by the Democrats, that it will be, they'll go with the steady person like Biden? Or do you think we're going to see another surprise in Iowa where it's somebody who you never thought comes out of the blue and wins it?
Yeah. Iowa, when is the vote? In February?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't make a judgment because things take such a strange twist that this thing with Elizabeth Warren, I don't know where it's going to go. You know,
what have the Democrats crafted their message yet?
I don't think so. They talking about table issues, but and they a lot of them say it's Medicare, and I think that is going to be the one of the two things. Maybe the economy's hanging in there. That, you know, they said the economy was going to go down, but it doesn't seem like it is. If the economy stays good, you've got to, I'd say Medicare would be the issue that would be the top issue.
If the economy stays good, will people vote against President Trump?
Well, I think his supporters, his base supporters, are going to stick with him if the economy's good. It seems like they've stuck with him all this time. And But you know, the elections the other day in Virginia and Kentucky showed us that things can change pretty fast. That was a surprise, I thought.
Do you think there's any chance in Kentucky, because of the way the elections played out, with a Democrat winning who wasn't supposed to, that Mitch McConnell might be in trouble?
I'm hoping. I'm certainly hoping on that.
It's tough, though, wouldn't you say?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of national publicity. Mm-hmm. And he's been there for a long time.
And he's done a lot of disgusting things.
Is there any chance the Democrats could win the Senate? They have a chance, I think, in 2000.
I think it's possible. Yeah, anything's possible. Yeah.
Is this election, because this is what it comes down to, is it we need a new president or is it anybody but Trump?
Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah.
So does the candidate have a much harder time? Because it's not really about the candidate. It's interesting. I've never seen an election like this. I will talk to Democrats who clearly favor the Democrat. And I'll say, well, why do you favor that person? They can beat Trump. That seems to, I've never heard that. Usually it's, they want to give Medicare to everybody. They want to give national health care. I think they'd be good for the economy. That doesn't seem to be the answer. The answer seems to be we've got to get rid of Trump. I don't, can you run on that for a year?
I think you could. Yeah.
It's of that nature right
now. Yeah, I think it is, because they say anybody. Yeah, you hear that said a lot, anybody.
Anybody. Yeah. Do you think that we have to worry about interference from other countries in the voting process?
Oh, I think so, yes. Yeah, we've got a president that's very happy with that. Yeah.
Is anybody watching it?
Yeah, I think the FBI and the CIA are watching it, I hope. Yeah.
How much has the presidency of the United States become, I don't want to say a dictator, but an all-powerful office, which I don't believe is how it was supposed to be set up?
No, he thinks he's in charge of everything, and he's not. He shouldn't be, but he's trying to be in charge of the State Department, which he shouldn't be. He's critical of this FBI and the CIA and all the people that are trying to keep us safe, and he just, anybody that talks against him, he's immediately against him. You know, you never saw that before in a president. I don't remember that ever before in a president.
Do you think, though, this rise in power of the presidency has been a long slide? I remember President Bush declaring war, that the House and the Senate gave him the power to declare war.
Yes, because he threatened everybody.
Right.
He was a real dictator. He was a dictator in that war situation, or Cheney was.
And then during the Obama years, when something didn't go right in the vote situation, Obama did sign a lot of executive orders.
Yeah, because he wanted to get something done.
Right. So has this become a downhill slide to where the president has become more powerful because of actions taken?
I think so. And I think you can take a lot of the blame back to Mitch McConnell, who won't pass any of the bills or bring any of the bills up that the House passes. He won't do anything. He didn't let the person be appointed into the Supreme Court when Obama was there. That was a terrible thing there. That should never have happened.
That went on for a year and a half. I think Scalia died in late 15. But you never heard much of an outcry from the Democrats.
That's right, and they should have.
Yeah, where were they?
I don't know. I tell you, we've got some people at the top that I don't think should be there.
Well, that's an interesting question, because the Democrats have not fared well nationally in the last few go-arounds.
That's right. We don't have leadership that we should have.
And statewide, they didn't fare well last time.
No.
What? How do you fix this?
Well, you get a better leader. And I've never gone along with the person that's the head of the party.
Who is, in your opinion, not the people running, but outside of that, who is the Democrat that you want on your side? Who is the top surrogate out there?
Oh, that'd take some thought. There's a lot. I just, right now, I can't bring up a name. Some of the names in the past were so powerful, and right now I can't bring up a name. They were up in the Northeast. He was in the administration of Kennedy, and I can't think who it was.
I often wonder, because politics has become so divisive in the last 20 years. Is it good if you are a Democrat? There are certain places where it'll be good, but is it good to have Obama out campaigning for you? Certain areas, I would say yes. But in other areas, he's seen as not a popular figure.
Yeah, right.
And you can say the same, I think, at this point for Hillary Clinton. There's areas where she's not popular.
Right.
Bill Clinton, he used to be the go-to. Is he still, or is...
I don't know. Things have changed. I mean, you know, every time they mention impeachment, they talk about Bill Clinton. So I wouldn't think he'd be a good idea to have speaking on your behalf. But take for instance Jerry Brown. I think Jerry Brown would be a good person to lead the Democratic Party. I knew his sister. She was treasurer of California when I was treasurer here. And that whole family, the father and the children, they're all involved in politics. And you want people that have accomplished things. Now, Jerry Brown accomplished a lot in California. The state turned Democratic, I would say, probably during he was in a long time. And you look at people like that can run a state and make it a very good state, and things are going well. That's what you want, somebody that can do that.
There are certain people who are very well known, who are still active in the Democratic Party, but yet they do not have positions. And I do think of people who obviously want to be involved, like Hillary Clinton, like John Kerry, Bloomberg. I think of people like Al Gore.
Yeah, he doesn't say much, and I wish he would, yeah.
What, because you, I think I remember this right, when Clinton was running, Gore did run that year, early on, and you were actually a Gore supporter early on, is that right?
No,
is that wrong?
Gore ran in 88.
88.
Yeah, that was the election before, and I supported him because I really liked Al Gore, and I still do. Then when the 92 race came about, I didn't support Clinton until he picked Al Gore. I said, if he's good enough for Al Gore, he's good enough for me. And so that's how that developed.
What, in your opinion, has happened to Al Gore?
Well, I think he's just stayed out of politics. I mean, I think he just doesn't want to be involved in it. he's got his life and he's enjoying his life the way it is. Yeah.
He was the first person who really talked a lot about climate change.
Right. That's right.
And now that this is becoming a big issue.
Yeah, right.
I would have thought he would have been out there.
You would have thought, but
somewhere.
He's been fairly quiet. Yeah.
And he's not that old of a guy, is he?
No, he isn't. He's probably, I would think he's in his 60s. I don't know for sure.
What did you make of Trump moving his residence to Florida?
I was surprised at that. And that was all of a sudden. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know, because it's strange, because the governor, Cuomo, said, well, you haven't been paying taxes here anyway.
Yeah,
so
right.
Go. When he said that, though, what I thought was, well, if you knew that, why didn't you do something about it? You're the governor.
Right.
I always wonder when these people say stuff like that.
I
can't figure it, because it doesn't take away from the crimes that people think he's committed in New York. He's still liable for those. So I wasn't sure why he moved.
You don't hear much from that section. You know, they kept saying that's after the Mueller report. They said that's where we're going to get the stuff.
Yeah.
And we haven't got the stuff yet.
No. And I don't know, you know, Michael Cohen's in jail. And Roger Stone is on trial right now.
Right.
And all this is happening, and yet it's all become background because of this impeachment.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. Can President Trump, because the one thing you have to say about him, I think, even people who don't like him, what has carried him is his charisma.
Yeah.
When he gets in front of a crowd,
yeah,
he is charismatic,
mm-hmm,
to the good or the bad, depending on if you like him or not.
Yeah.
Can that still work? It worked last time. Can he draw those big crowds and say the stuff he says? And
well, he seems to be drawing big crowds, but after seeing the election in Kentucky and Virginia, I'm not so sure. You know,
what is shocking to me is that people take it so personally anymore.
They do.
Yeah. If you say anything that's even borderline against President Trump, they are angry. What is that appeal about him? Somebody said, who was it? It was a Republican, I believe, who said his following, it was that Scaramucci guy. That's who it was, Scaramucci.
Yeah, right.
He said that Trump's following is cult-like.
Yeah, it is.
Have we ever had a president who had a following like that?
Well, we could have had that we don't know about, you know, way back.
You never know.
Yeah. You know, some of those presidents way back, you don't know much about. And things could have been bad, and we just don't know that much about it, you know.
Do you think the internet has changed this whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, the fact that they can get into our systems and all of the things they can do with technology, I think has really changed everything. Yeah. Well, take for instance Facebook. My gosh, that guy's having a rough time, and he should. He's selling his ads to Russia, you know.
Because his defense, my understanding, Zuckerberg's defense is that we are not a news site.
Well, but that's where everybody puts their news anymore.
I know.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. It's strange, because Facebook itself does not distribute news as a corporation.
No, but that's where you find out how everybody thinks. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous sometimes.
And how did that happen? I still don't understand that.
Oh, it's a cult.
Yeah, well, it is. It's you put it up there, and if it's true or not, people will believe it.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's what Trump does. He says these things, and people believe it. I mean, you know, to turn turn the whole country against the FBI is quite an accomplishment because...
nobody else has done that.
No.
And it's interesting because one thing I notice is that people go so vehemently against President Trump. And I'm not always sure if that's a good thing. I mean, I understand people don't like him. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But I think that gives him attention.
And sure.
And that's what we learned last time.
Well, you know, some of the news people say, we're not going to put that on. And I think that's a good idea because that's, I mean, when he was running, he was on all the time. And it was because, I mean, it was so interesting to listen to him. I enjoyed listening to him to hear all the stuff he was saying and how untrue it was.
And I think that's what people thought.
Yeah.
But yet, on election day...
They voted for him.
They voted for him, and they turned out in places...
Well, they thought he was a businessman, and they thought he could turn things around. And what has he turned around, you know?
When he got elected... Obviously, you didn't vote for him. But when he got elected, did you have a moment of hope where you thought, well...
Yeah, I had to put up with some other people I didn't care for. I'll just have to put up with him. But my gosh, I didn't think it was going to get this bad.
And when it's all over, the Trump presidency, whether it's in 4 or 8 years, or I guess it'd be 4 years now, do you think... that he could really face jail time?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think any president has ever had that.
No.
To where they would face jail time as they get out.
Yeah.
It's a shocking thing.
It is, really.
We've got about 10 minutes left in the program. What are you doing these days, Mary Ellen?
Oh, I'm existing. I've been really busy doing things. Yeah, I got a new car.
Oh.
And I'm enjoying that. And I've been involved with my farm on getting things taken care of there. And Norman's in a nursing home, and that's I go there every day. And so that's what I'm doing.
How's he doing?
He's getting along okay. I'm not able to take care of him, and so, you know, that's the difficult part. Yeah.
Is it not to become too personal, but is it difficult to live alone now after?
No, that doesn't bother me a bit. Of course, I've had this mouse. I killed him last night.
Oh, you took care of it.
Yes. I got all this stuff at Kroger's, I discovered that he tried to eat something he shouldn't have, and he's dead. I tell you, you don't want to live with a mouse.
No, they can be difficult.
Yes, yeah.
So the transition there has been okay.
Yeah, I'm getting along fine. It's no problem there.
You know, that always reminds me of that. I've told you the story before, but when you first moved back to town, I guess it's been about 10 years ago now, or 8 years ago, and you talk about going to Kroger. And people, you'd come in, and people would, who knew you, and a lot of people did, and they would say, you know, that's Mary Ellen Withrow. What's she doing here? And I said, well, she's got to eat. I mean, it was funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, because when I don't think anybody from who had national attention ever came back to Mary Ellen. I don't know, as you'd have a personal shopper or something.
Yeah,
do you
like
going to the grocery store?
Not that much.
Me either.
No. Are you still working there?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I look, always look, and I haven't seen you, but what days are you there?
It kind of fluctuates.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, I've been using the automatic checkout.
Do you like those things?
I do.
Yeah.
And unless I have fruit and vegetables, then it's difficult.
You have to weigh those things. It does become difficult.
And since Norman isn't there, I'm not buying very many groceries anymore, really. It's just mainly cereal and milk, and that's about it. About once a week, yeah.
Do you have any hobbies at this point, or anything you do?
Well, yeah, there for a while I was making all these baby blankets for the hospital, and I've got one started, and it's been laying there. And I've been reading, and as I told you, I was watching Catherine the Great. I tape a lot of movies. And so I've been watching movies and old movies, pretty much. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite movie?
I've got favorite movies. Let me think. I like anything with history. I watched one. It was called Chinatown with Jack Nicholson. I like Jack Nicholson, and I like Michael Douglas. I haven't seen him for a while, but I'm watching movies with Hedy Lamarr and way back,
the classics,
and Joan Crawford and Betty Davis, and I really enjoy that.
They just put the movies out for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me that with all these newer movies, they still always sell It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite holiday movie that you like?
Well, yeah, I like It's a Wonderful Life. You can watch that and enjoy that every time. Yeah.
It's a tremendous story. When you were here for Charlie's birthday, we were talking about age because it was Charlie's birthday. And you told a funny story that when the schools voted to name school board voted to name the schools for you, that of course, and I noticed it because we've had this conversation, they printed your age in every article. That, and I don't understand that. They don't do that with men.
No.
And you said somebody came up to you and asked,
if I was still driving.
Yeah, if you were still driving.
I've had that question about once a week.
Oh, no.
And I just bought a new car.
Really?
Yeah. And Beck says, my mother's 89. She just bought an SUV. I said, I can back up to it and get right in without, any problem at all.
So that was the number one question.
Yeah.
Do you still drive?
Yeah, do you still? Everybody's asking me that.
What? Why?
I don't know. I can still drive. I'm not driving after dark.
Right.
Unless I have to, if I get caught somewhere and it gets dark. Now, everything's screwed up with the change.
The time change.
Yeah, I have to be home before 6 o'clock.
That is, it's interesting what people think of.
Yeah.
What goes to people's
mind.
Well,
I think probably everybody knows how old I am. And so I don't know. They probably think, I just wonder if she still drives. Yeah.
Obviously you have stayed in great shape. You're still getting around well, everything's good. Did you ever have anything in life? Did you eat well? Did you practice an exercise routine?
Oh yeah. I swam for years. Mm. Yeah. I swam. I'm not swimming anymore because of my hair. You can't get your hair done and go swimming. Okay. But no kidding. I think swimming's one of the best things you can do. But I am very active. I try to keep my mind active, and I try to keep myself active, because it's very important. You got to keep moving, or you're going to be sitting all day and you can't move,
At this point in your life, not working as you worked most of your life and well past the retirement age. You were working. How many hours a day did you work probably on average when you were working in Washington or in Ohio?
Oh, I tell you, it's heavy duty.
I would imagine.
Oh, you work all weekends. You just I said, I've never been an hourly employee, but if I had been, I'd be a rich woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I put in so many hours and traveled all the time, you're really very, very busy. Yeah, I was exhausted when I left the Treasury, just exhausted.
Do you enjoy this time in your life, the little slower pace?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I couldn't do it now. I mean, you know, you have to slow down. Yeah.
Is it still fun, like the President's event for the Historical Society? Is it still fun to go make a speech?
Oh yes, I love giving speeches. I do, yeah, it's and I never ever thought I would say that. When I started out, I really dreaded giving speeches, and I was miserable, I'm sure, you know. But now I really enjoy it.
Is there a period in your life that you say was the best? Was it the period as a mother or working in Washington or just married? Is there a period that sticks out in your mind?
Well, probably when I was state treasurer, because I was still living in Ohio. My family was still all around me. And then when I went to Washington, you're separated from your family. And Norman started, he started going to Florida in the winter after he retired. And so I was pretty much on my own a lot, you know. And so I would say when I was state treasurer was probably the best time of my career.
Well, Mary, the hour, 2 hours, always goes by so fast when you come in. There's always so much to talk about. I can't thank you enough for coming in.
Oh, I enjoy it, Scott.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And I do want to remind people that if you want to tour Mary Ellen's Museum, which this is a good time, any time's a good time, but this is especially a good time at the holiday time to see these ornaments that are in there, which are fascinating, along with all the great pictures throughout Mary Ellen's career and memorabilia and the money that went up with John Glenn. What a historic event that was. That's at Primrose. You can call Primrose or Mary Ellen, who is, I believe, still in the phone book at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Call Mary Ellen, set up an appointment so she can take you through that and arrange it by appointment. And again, the signs will be ready. The vote has already been taken. The Mary Ellen Withrow Alternative Schools here in Marion. Only living person that's ever been done for and only woman that's ever been done for. That's certainly a great accomplishment. And the only woman, I think, person to hold office on the local, state, and national level.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's. Do you ever think back on this, Mary Ellen, and think, boy.
I didn't know I was going to do that.
That's right. You just took care of it.
Yes, in the Guinness Book of Records.
In the signing more money than anybody else.
Right.
Mary Ellen Withrow, what a pleasure it is for her to be here. Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Stay tuned. More programming coming up.
So,
I hold that high, and it is true. WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Go to the website for archived shows dating back to the beginning of 2016. Also listen to us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Thanks for listening. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street.
This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
This is Dr. Frank Field. I'm on the beach in Boca Raton, and I'm listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
This is Earl Pitsamurican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050. It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Stephanie F. DeNova Willie, age 102, of Dallas, Georgia, formerly of Marion, has passed away. She is survived by her daughters, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, her great-great-grandchildren, son-in-law, brother, sister-in-law, nieces and nephews. Visitation will be on Sunday the 10th at the Snyder Funeral Home, 347 West Center Street, from 2 to 4 p.m. A mass of Christian burial will be held on Monday the 11th at St. Mary Catholic Church, 251 North Main Street, at 10 in the morning, with Father Anthony DeNovo officiating. Burial will be in St. Mary's Cemetery. You may leave an online condolence at SnyderFuneralHomes.com. For Seraphine F. DeNovo Woolley, of Georgia, formerly of Marion.
You have been listening to the obituary report on WWGH Radio, heard daily at 8:10 a.m., 10:10 a.m., 12:10 p.m., and 4:10 p.m.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Three suspects in the break-in and theft of guns from a Marion sporting goods store have been indicted by the Marion County Grand Jury, according to Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan. Jamie Kateris, age 19, Paul Black, age 18, and Christopher Black, age 22, were each indicted on charges of breaking and entering into Dunham Sporting Goods located at 1296 Mount Vernon Avenue on October 28th. Grogan said each defendant is also charged with 9 counts of theft for stealing handguns from a federally licensed firearm dealer. Of the 9 guns stolen, 6 were recovered. All the staff and crew at WWGH thank and honor all veterans past and present